Oh, we're doing pretty good. This is question number 15 out of 60. And the first question tonight is, what is... Oh, I didn't until I looked. I've got a cheat sheet over here because that's the only way I can keep track. With a Sunday morning message and a Sunday night message and a Wednesday night message, if I don't write down where I'm at 2-3 weeks in advance, I don't know where I'm at. After 15 or 20 years, it all kind of runs together. So I use cheat sheets. Revelation chapter 20. The question is, what is premillennialism? We're always saying we're independent Baptists. We are premillennial, pre-tribulation rapture, independent fundamental Baptists. And then people say, well, what does all that mean? Well, what is premillennialism? Pre means before, millennial means 1,000, and so it's before the 1,000. Mill annum. It's before the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is called, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Now, so Revelation chapter 20 is the only place that talks about the 1,000 years specifically. Now, there's hundreds of references to the reign of Jesus Christ in the New Testament and the Old Testament, but the designation for 1,000 years is found in Revelation chapter 20. It's mentioned 6 times. And what we teach, what we believe is that Jesus Christ is coming back to rule and reign on this earth before the 1,000 years starts. And the chronology is, we have the church age, which is what we are in right now. And then at some time unknown to us, the rapture of the church takes place, and all the people who are saved and in the body of Christ are raptured out. Then the Antichrist is revealed, and we have a period of time, 7 years long, called the Great Tribulation, or the time of Jacob's trouble. And that's when the beast and the false prophet and all that are here on the earth for 7 years. When the 7 years are expired, we have the Battle of Armageddon, and Christ comes back at the to lead the Battle of Armageddon, and then he sits down on his throne to rule and to reign for 1,000 years. We say premillennial because we believe that he's coming back before the 1,000 years starts. Now, there's a number of verses that teach that is so, but we make a distinction because there are two other positions. We're premillennial, but there are people who are amillennial and postmillennial. Those are the three positions in Christianity regarding the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, an amillennialist doesn't believe that there is any millennium. They don't think Jesus Christ is ever coming back. They think the kingdom comes in one piece at a time as people get saved and the world gets converted to Jesus Christ. Now, if you had that position in 1900, it might have been tenable, but it'd be a real shocker in 1995 because the world's getting worse and worse instead of better and better. See? There are not many amillennialists left. Now, the other position is postmillennial. They believe that Jesus Christ is coming back, but they don't believe that he's coming until we bring in the kingdom. And that's the reason you hear all them brain-dead Southern Baptists say, Lord, bless this offering to the upbuilding of thy kingdom. How many ever heard a Southern Baptist pray that? Now, the guy, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. The kingdom of heaven ain't here. You know what they pray over there in the Gospel of Matthew? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Where's the kingdom at? It's in glory. Do you know when the kingdom comes? When the king comes. And but for Ever since B.B. Carroll and the boys started the Southern Baptist Convention, them Southern Baptists been praying, Lord, bless this offering to the upbuilding of thy kingdom. They ain't building no kingdom. They're buying buildings. That's all they're doing. Anyway, you got postmillennial and amillennial. Now, there's little or no scripture to support either one of those. There's a couple of places, but because I'm only supposed to take 10 minutes on each one of these, I'm going to give you the reasons why we believe that it is premillennial. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Why stand ye, men of Galilee, gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from among you, shall so come again in like manner as you have seen him go. Matthew chapter 24. And after the tribulation of those days, after the tribulation, they shall see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And the Lord's going to come with all of his armies and all the saints, and what's he going to do? Then he shall sit upon the throne, that's a kingdom, of his glory, and he shall judge the nations. And all nations shall be gathered before him, and he shall divide the nations as a shepherd doth his sheep. And so the Bible is clear. It's emphatic. Matthew 24:30, Matthew 25:30 and 31, that the kingdom is ushered in with the arrival of the kingdom, of the king, and the king doesn't come back until after the tribulation, but before the reign starts. You can't have the millennial reign, you can't have the millennial kingdom without the king. So that's the reason we're premillennialists. We believe that Jesus is coming back before the kingdom starts. Okay?